The battle with obesity in the United States started decades ago, but it's only been in recent years, say the past 10 or 15, that corporations and businesses have actually started to change their business practices in order to perhaps change the American diet. It's become the crusade of First Lady Michelle Obama, and it looks like she has a victory in that war. Walmart is going to announce this hour a five-year plan to lower the levels of salts, fats, and sugars in thousands of its foods. We're talking about its own brand of foods, not the brand names that it carries. And they'll also lower the fruit and vegetable prices in their stores. It's the first time the First Lady has partnered with a corporation. And joining us now is Jim Weil, president of the anti-hunger organization Food Research and Action Center. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, you know, what is it that makes healthy food more expensive than, say, Doritos or Twinkies? Why is the healthy food so much more expensive?
The experts think it's because some of the unhealthier foods are subsidized by government subsidies. And partially in low-income communities, it's because there's a lack of stores offering healthy foods. There aren't full-service grocery stores, et cetera. So people go to corner stores and buy the less healthy foods that are there, you know, Doritos or whatever. And they have to go 2-3 miles. Often they don't have cars to find fruits and vegetables.
You're talking about food deserts.
Food deserts is a factor as well.
So does this plan through Walmart, and let me try and clarify, this is our changes that will take place over 5 years. One thing that Walmart hasn't agreed to do is lower the sugar in their sodas, but is this a significant advance in the fight for healthy food?
Yeah, there are a bunch of steps forward here that are important. Two that you mentioned in the intro are the lower prices for healthy foods and the lower fat, but also they're tackling the food desert problem. There, Walmart is planning to open stores in food deserts, full-service grocery stores or large stores include full-service groceries within them. So that's an important step forward. And also they're committing to anti-hunger work, and the anti-hunger work that'll help bring people into programs like food stamps and school breakfast and school lunch is also going to get people healthier food and the ability to purchase healthier food. So it's really a multifaceted attack.
Well, Jim, do we have evidence that when healthy food is cheaper, when it's affordably priced, that people actually replace perhaps the high salt, high sugar, high fat foods they've been eating with the healthier versions?
Yeah, there's some good evidence of that. There's some stuff by an academic named Adam Janowski about the high price of healthier foods and how that gets in the way of people buying them. So there's reasonably good evidence of that. You know, people make choices, good choices, by and large, not every person, but most people make good choices within the resources they have.
All right. Well, how significant is the fact that it is Walmart that is making these changes? I mean, we have had other food manufacturers, we've had other chains, other businesses that have taken this step towards lowering salt content. And we've even seen some fast food chains making these kind of changes. Is it Walmart, a separate entity of its own? Have they been particularly difficult to negotiate with over these kind of issues?
Certainly not that I know of. What's significant about them undertaking this pretty aggressive and long-term initiative is that Walmart is so large that it has impact across the country in all sorts of communities, rural, urban, and suburban, low-income, moderate-income. You know, the problems are huge. The obesity rates in the country are huge. There are 50 million people who live in households, according to the federal government, that don't have adequate resources to buy enough food or a healthy diet. So Walmart's scale is important because of the scale of the problems.
Is it, though? I mean, you alluded at the beginning of this interview that there are incentive issues possibly that explain the lower price of unhealthy foods, high salt, high sugar, et cetera. Is availability enough? I mean, is it perhaps the responsibility of corporations like Walmart to further incentivize healthy foods to make them actually cheaper than the unhealthy foods, particularly if they're going to be sold on the same shelves in the largest grocery store in the country, Walmart?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm not sure we know everything that Walmart is doing in this initiative. But also, they're bringing down the prices. I don't think you can ask them to sell healthier foods at a loss. So presumably they're bringing down the prices to the point where, you know, they're still, it's still a good business, but they're reducing the prices as much as possible.
But retailers do this all the time. They have loss leaders that bring people in and then make profits on other products.
Yeah, but Walmart's making a 5-year commitment, not a 5-day commitment. So if it's not, what I'm saying is, it may not be enough to solve the problem. It's there are major steps forward. If other things have to be done, other people and Walmart will have to do them.
However, Jim Weil, we're talking about changes in their own brand. Not in the brand names, Kraft Foods and other things that they carry. I mean, Walmart, has they shown any signs that they would also put pressure on the food manufacturers to make their products that they carry in Walmart a little healthier?
Well, I think there are a bunch of food manufacturers like General Mills and Kraft and others that are also reformulating their products, cereal and other things. So, you know, I think there's movement across the board or close to across the board. And for Walmart to take the steps it's taking, not just in reformulation, but in tackling food deserts and hunger and lowering prices is just one very important step forward in what's a long-term and society-wide effort.
That is Jim Weil. He's president of Food Research and Action Center. It's a national nonprofit organization at anti-hunger. They've also gotten some grant money from Walmart Foundation in the past. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.